I'm Mike Will. I'll call a play-by-play for you tonight. The girls' game is up first, and we're getting a little bit later start here. The junior varsity games took a long time tonight to play. We got those in the books, and now we're set for the girls' and boys' varsity matchups here tonight. With the girls' game coming up just a few minutes, Sandy Creek coming in under head coach Russ Neinmeyer. The record sitting at 7 wins and 1 loss on the season. The only loss for the Cougars this year was that setback right before Christmas to Hastings St. Cecilia, losing here on their home floor by a score of 42-39. Adams Central, meanwhile, has just got 1 win and 7 losses. The only win for the Patriots was back on December the 17th when they beat Gibbon by the score of 47-34. Both teams playing in Christmas holiday tournaments. Sandy Creek here at home knocking off Wood River 46-29 and beating the Seward JV 64-52. Adams Central played at the Minden holiday tournament this year. They went 0-2 there, losing to state-ranked Minden 76-33 and losing to Bennington by the score of 57-41. So it's Adams Central and Sandy Creek here tonight, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader on the breeze. Your pregame show is brought to you by New Tech Seeds. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll take a break and come back, talk with the coaches as we continue with tonight's pregame show on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for Adams Central and Sandy Creek and a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight as we spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central girls coach Tim Marker. And coach, obviously a big task here tonight. Sandy Creek, one of the better teams around.
Yeah, it is, and it's a matchup of their strength and our weakness this year as far as their ability to get out and cause turnovers and our lack of ability to take care of the ball and having a problem with the turnover bug so far this year. So it's going to be a tough situation for us, but this is the same kind of situation we've seen for 3-4 weeks now. So, you know, we've been getting a little bit better at it, but it'll be a tough test for us tonight to try and control that.
Yeah, your team is averaging right at 28 turnovers per ball game, and like I said, that's playing right into the hands of what Sandy Creek wants to do.
Yeah, it is, and they like to get off to a big start. They average 19 points in that first quarter and, you know, get off to a great start, and then they kind of, you know, can be in control of the game. They get about 12 or 14 each quarter after that, but they really get after it right away and try to get control of the game early. And that's one of the things you got to be ready to do. You got to be ready to match their intensity when they come out and trap and press and run and jump early, and stay in the game early is the big key.
You guys are sitting at 1-7. That's probably the way you wanted your season to start, huh?
No, it isn't. And you know, we knew we were going to have a tough go. And you know, the teams that we've lost to that are probably better teams than us are all Division I teams, and most of them are either have one loss or are undefeated. And you know, we have two losses that are overtime losses to teams that we were, you know, had opportunities to win, but probably had some turnovers that cost us those games. So, you know, our record could be a little bit different, but our schedule's been really tough, and we played some good teams, and hopefully that'll pay off here in January.
Just got through with the Minden Holiday Tournament, dropping a couple of ball games. Number one to a very good Minden team, and then in the consolation game to Bennington. Talk about your play there.
Minden's a team similar to Sandy Creek, except for they've got more scorers on the floor all the time. They play very hard. They get out and get control of the game early when they can, and they cause a lot of turnovers. And they're very good at converting those into points, whether it's twos or even a kick out for a three. They're a very good team, you know, and just can score a lot of points in bunches, and that's kind of what they did to us there a little bit. And then the second game against Bennington, we were in the game and, playing pretty well. And then they kind of switched up their lineup a little bit and brought 3 6-footers in and went to a 1-3-1, and we got into a turnover problem again and turned the ball over, and they got out to a little bit of a lead against us, and it was hard to overcome that. And we cut it to 9 in the second half and just couldn't get any closer.
Talk about the things that you guys will have to do. We're entering basically the second half of the season after this week, so time is ticking. This is a ball club that continues to improve.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we need to do is we need to get a couple of wins and get some confidence and get some, you know, more confidence in our ability to shoot and score and get out and defend people. And that's something that's kind of started to suffer just a little bit, just a lack of confidence being able to get out and pressure people. And it's hurt our defense. And you know, it's kind of a you know, fallen victim to our schedule, but there isn't anything we can do about that but get out and play hard game after game. And so we need to get a couple of wins in here and get some confidence.
You talked about Sandy Creek, there are a couple of girls, probably some premier girls in central Nebraska, and Ashley Harms and also Michaela Shaw. Talk about those two people.
Yeah, you know, Michaela's just tough all the way up and down the floor, can handle the ball, can go inside, can go outside, can defend your guards, can defend your posts. Just a great all-around player, great hands, uses her body really well. And then Harms, you know, kind of the same thing. Can, long arms, can get tips all over the place, has a high release and a quick release, and can shoot the ball really well. So they've got two really good scorers and really good defenders that they can put out on you and cause a lot of problems.
Obviously, controlling turnovers tonight, controlling the pressure, and maybe getting off to a great start and at least stay in the ballgame for a while, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be a big key, is being able to handle their press and their pressure and being able to get the ball down and score. You know, not just get the ball down the other end, but be able to get some baskets and stay in the game. You know, they're a good scoring team, and they get the ball inside to their scorers really well. So we have to really – and rebound. We've got to really rebound. Michaela's great on the boards inside, so we really have to try and keep her off there too.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
That is Tim Walker, the head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. We'll have more on tonight's New Tech Seeds pregame show right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Set for Sandy Creek and Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball. We spent a couple of minutes with Sandy Creek head coach Russ Neinmeier. And, Coach, you guys continue to win 7-1 in the season, winning a couple of ball games in your holiday tournament. Talk about that during the holidays.
Well, the two wins we've had over the holiday tournament was against Wood River and then against we played Seward JV team, which I was very fortunate, very happy to play that team because they really took us to the limit, pushed us hard, made us play a different style of ball, and showed our kids what we need to improve on for the second part of our season. So I was very happy to win that ball game in that tournament.
Talk about the style you had to play against the Seward.
Well, Seward's just still so much quicker than most of the teams that we play against. You know, they got a lot of juniors and sophomores that were playing in that game. They're just a little bit more advanced. You know, they get the competition day in, day out. They are the next step in the Seward's program to being a great team, and they know what it takes to play there. So, actually, you know, we were playing against probably a varsity team for somebody else, but on that night they're just a JV. But we were very happy. And then we learned some things away from that we're going to do here, look at the next part of our year.
The only loss so far this season was a game we had right before the Christmas break, losing to Hastings Saints SA, a game that you guys really led that baby until the end and kind of let it slip away at the end.
Turnovers will do that to you. You're not taking care of the ball, and mental lapses, I think, was probably the part that we had the hardest part with. We just didn't finish what we started. And again, you know, we're going to have to work on that, and we need to find people to take control. And the big thing right there is someone on our team has to be the leader and step up. And or if it's not one, it better be a lot more. So we need to get the ball in the right people's hands at the right time and let them just do their thing. And well, that's the thing we're going to look at. And against that holiday tournament, that's one of the things we were preaching on real hard. And so far we did a pretty good job in those two games.
Are you still looking for a so-called leader to run this team down the stretch?
I think so. I think that leader can be a lot of different ways. You know, they can do it by verbal. They can do it by example. They can just show it by spirit in their eyes and the way they look at people. And I think right now we are looking for our team leaders to step forward. Someone's going to need to do that. We've talked about that with our older kids especially who've been through the wars a little bit more. But, you know, it doesn't have to be them necessarily. It could just be anybody that wants to take on that responsibility. And those are the type of characters that we're looking at. You know, last year we had a couple people like that. They just flatly was not going to get beat. They do anything they could to do it, get the kids to play the way they wanted to play. And I think that's going to be a key for Sandy Creek. The second turnaround here is how well and how far we can run with people that want to lead the way down the road.
Exactly. Like we said, sitting at 7-1 in the season, other than maybe looking for a leader to take this team down the stretch, you happy with all aspects of your game?
I think the only thing we got to work on really is ball handling. But, yeah, we've been getting better with our shooting selection. I think we're getting better. We're getting closer to where we want to go. By no means are we there yet, but we are stepping in the right directions, taking steps to get there. I think our defense is going to have to get a little better yet. But, you know, I'm pretty happy because we are a fairly young team once we get past maybe the starting top three or four people on our team. Other than that, we're a pretty young team. And those kids, those other young kids are stepping forward and doing some things. It's a matter of being consistent now from one night to the next.
There's an Adams Central team tonight that has struggled throughout the season, and I guess your strong point is their weak point. That's you guys pressuring the ball. They have had a tough time bringing the ball up. Obviously, creating some pressure tonight is going to be the key for you guys.
I think so. I think the game will be how if we can win between the two circles. If we can win that area of the floor, we should be okay. You know, we talked very much about that tonight. You know, those turnovers by other opposing teams creates opportunities for the team that just did it for them. So tonight we're hoping to create some opportunities for us to get some easy buckets, get on the floor, get out and lead. But Adams Central has played, from what we've seen on film and scouting, is that they play their opponents tough and hard. It's just a matter for them being consistent and doing it for more minutes than they're not doing it for. So I think if we can catch them not in one of those low spots, we got to run real hard at that time.
All right, good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Russ Neimeyer, the head coach for Sandy Creek. Stick around. We've got more on tonight's New Tech Seeds pregame show right after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at Sandy Creek High School as we get you sent for a high school basketball doubleheader tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we inch up to tip-off time tonight between the Cougars and Adams Central. Girls affair up first. We've heard from both head coaches, Russ Neimeyer of Sandy Creek and Tim Marker for Adams Central, and their thoughts before the ball game tonight. Again, Sandy Creek coming in, a record of 7 wins and 1 loss in the season, losing only to Hastings St. Cecilia. The Cougars, a team that's averaging 53 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 39 on the defensive end. Sandy Creek does a very good job forcing turnovers. They average 16 turnovers themselves. They force 13 on the opposite end. They out-rebound their opponents 27-22, led by Michaela Shaw and also Ashley Harms inside. They're also their two leading scorers. Sandy Creek, a pretty good shooting ball club, 43% from the field, 24% from three-point territory, and 64% from the free-throw line. Opposing teams are hitting only 35% of their field goals against the Cougar defense, 24% from three-point territory, and 52% from the free-throw line. Adams Central coming in, a record of 1 win, 7 losses on the season. The Patriots are averaging 38.2 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 50.8 on the defensive end, and their problem has been turnovers. They've been turning the ball over 28 times per ball game so far this season in their 8 ball games coming into this one. The Patriots on offense are averaging 38 points per ball game, actually hitting 38% of their field goals, and also averaging 38 points per ball game, hitting 28% from three-point territory and 51% from the free-throw line. So we've got Sandy Creek and Adams Central here tonight in girls high school basketball. Your starting lineups will look like this. Emily Boniface will get a start for EC, a 5'4" junior. Boniface is averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds per game. Cheyenne Gotch is a 5'5" senior. Gotch is averaging 7.6 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Kaylee Rader is a 5'7" junior. Rader is averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds per game. Georgie Johnson is a 5'8" junior. She's averaging 3 points and 5 rebounds per game. And then Sydney Niemeyer is a 5'8" senior. Niemeyer is averaging 3.8 points and 3.1 rebounds per ballgame. For the Sandy Creek Cougars, under head coach Russ Neimeyer, they will start with Tori Wheeler, a 5'6" senior. Wheeler averaging 3.5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Montana Hendricks is a 5'10" senior. Henrik's averaging 4.3 points and about 2 rebounds per ball game. Ashley Harms is a 5'11" senior, averaging 17 points and 7.8 rebounds per ball game. Michaela Shaw is a 5'11" junior, averaging 17.6 points and 9.8 rebounds per game. And then Dylan Woodbury is the other starter for Sandy Creek, a 5'7" senior, averaging 2.4 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game. So it's Sandy Creek and Adams Central here tonight in girls high school basketball. We got the singing of the national anthem, and we'll get you set for basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. So we're set to go. It's Adams Central and Sandy Creek tonight in girls high school basketball here on the Breeze, followed up by the boys game between the Patriots and the Cougars here tonight. The start of this ball game is going to be very, very important for Adams Central to stay with the Cougars. As head coach Tim Walker talked about in the pregame show, Sandy Creek averaging 19 points in the first quarter alone. The Cougars really like to get after you on the defense and play with a lead, and Adams Central has had problems with turnovers all season long, again averaging 28 per ball game. So the Patriots need to be very, very careful early in this ball game to stay close with the Cougars, or this one could get ugly tonight in girls high school basketball. Your pregame show is brought to you by New Tech Seeds, your yield leader. As basketball action tonight on the Breeze, the tip is controlled by Sandy Creek. The Cougars dressed in their white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red. The Patriots going to be dressed in their red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in their blue and their white. And Sandy Creek will shoot to our basket here right in front of us as we view it behind the Sandy Creek bench, actually the Sandy Creek basket here tonight. And the play is underway as Adams Central will go with the man-to-man defense. They lob it down low to Michaela Shaw. She drives for the hole and scores. Michaela Shaw takes it from the left corner and drives it right to the hoop and scores. 2-0 is the score. Sandy Creek is out on top of Adams Central early in the ball game. Adams Central breaks the pressure here in their initial possession as they bring the ball into their offensive scoring zone. That's a plus right there as AC gets it into their offensive zone. Niemeyer has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Her pass out on top is going to be tipped into the backcourt and intercepted. Heinrichs has got the ball. She takes it down to the baseline, kicks it back out of the wing. That's going to be Wheeler. Her shot is up there, no good, and a rebound there by Sydney Niemeyer. Niemeyer brings it back now to a Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central. Just underway, it's a 2-0 ball game. There's a feed to the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Tori Wheeler. She comes back the other way. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted right back by Sydney Niemeyer. Niemeyer drives it 1-on-1 back to the hoop, and her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down, and a foul is called. So the Patriots have turned the ball over a couple of times here. Sandy Creek has got one turnover, and now back at the free throw line for EC is going to be Sydney Niemeyer. Niemeyer, a 42% foul shooter in the season. She's 8 out of 19 on the year. She eyes the bucket, throws it up there, and the shot is going to be off of the mark. No good. Adams Central is a team hitting 51% of their free throw tosses so far this year. 38% from the field, 28% from three-point territory. 2-0 is the score. The Cougars have the lead. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in. Sydney Niemeyer scores. That makes it a 2-1 ball game now in favor of a Sandy Creek as the Cougars come back. Adams Central attacking here right at the 10-second line. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Heinrichs here for Sandy Creek. Takes it to the elbow to a Michaela Shaw. They move it back to the left side. That's Heinrichs with the ball. Comes out to the top of the key. That's Woodbury. Woodbury now the wing on the right side to Tori Wheeler. Pass out on top to Ashley Harms as she touches the ball for the first time. Down on the baseline to Woodbury. Her shot from 10 feet away is good. Dylan Woodbury scoring there for Sandy Creek, and the Cougars are out on top by a score of 4-1. There's a steal now in backcourt. It's going to be Ashley Harms with the ball down to Tori Wheeler. She has problems with it, picked up by Woodbury. Adams Central with three turnovers already in this basketball game. Trailing in the contest by the score of 4-1. Here's Michaela Shaw with the ball. Free throw line extended right side for Sandy Creek. Comes out on top now to Tori Wheeler. On the wing on the left side to Hendricks with the ball. Lobs it inside, grabbing it in there. It's going to be Ashley Harms. Puts a move on. Her shot's going to be too strong off the glass. And the ball's picked up here by Tori Wheeler for Sandy Creek. Keeps the ball alive here for the Cougars. Back out on top to Hendricks with the ball. Now on the wing on the right side to Ashley Harms. Feeds out on top to Michaela Shaw. Left wing down to Montana Hendricks as she holds on to it. Top of the key. Here's a shot taken there. It's going to be no good by Woodbury. Another offensive rebound going for the hole. Shooting and scoring. It's going to be Ashley Harms, and she is fouled in the play. Ashley gets the offensive board and the putback, and she is fouled in the play. The field goal will count. The foul is going to be called here on Adams Central's Emily Boniface, I believe. First foul on Boniface, or check that. It's going to go on Sydney Niemeyer. First foul on Niemeyer, the first team foul on Adams Central, and the Patriots are trailing early in this ballgame. 6-1 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead, and this is going to be a free throw coming up here by Harms. The shot is up and in. Ashley Harms, an 82% foul shooter in the season, nails her first free throw, and the Cougars are out on top by a score of 7-1. Adams Central with three turnovers here in the first couple of minutes of this ballgame. 5.5 to play here in the first quarter. Again, the Cougars attacking here in backcourt. Dribbling with the ball back here is going to be Emily Boniface. Boniface stops and gets it here to the near sideline to Georgie Johnson. Races it into the offensive zone. The ball tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. From behind, Ashley Harms tipping the ball out of bounds of Georgie Johnson's hands. It'll be Adams Central playing things in right in front of the Sandy Creek bench here on the near sideline. Patriots trailing by the score of 7-1 here in the contest. They throw it into the backcourt. That's going to be a Kaylee Rader with the ball. Brings it back across the 10-second line of the midcourt stripe here. Now a personal foul is going to be called. A personal foul will go on Sandy Creek. That will go on Hendricks. That's going to be your first. And team foul number two on the Cougars. 7-1 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead over Adams Central. Patriots back with it in their offensive zone. Emily Boniface has got it out here. As she works against it, Connor Lowry is into the ballgame. Boniface gets away, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Michaela Shaw. Outlet pass to the right sideline to Hendricks. Pass down to four. Now to Ashley Harms. She drives through the hole and a whistle. And we're going to have a charging foul here on Ashley Harms. As she runs over, Raider in the lane there for Adams Central. So a charging foul on Ashley Harms as she was taking the ball of the hole there for Sandy Creek. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number three on the Cougars. And now Russ Neinmeyer wants to call a timeout. Timeout Sandy Creek, 4 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score Sandy Creek 7, Adams Central 1.
Pioneer Seeds, outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So high school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and also online at KLIQFM.com. 7-1 is the score. Sandy Creek out to an early lead here over Adams Central. The Patriots with only one free throw from Sydney Niemeyer. They've got three turnovers in the ball game, but now Sandy Creek again will apply the pressure back here in backcourt. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Emily Boniface. Boniface comes to the near sideline now to a Cheyenne Gotch. Goes back to the center of the floor. Georgie Johnson has got it. Now to Raider. Into the offensive zone to Boniface. She loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Michaela Shaw. Long pass down the floor. It's too far. Lowry saves it from going out of bounds, but right into the Patriots' hands. Coming back the other way, that's the second turnover on Sandy Creek as the throw from backcourts. Michaela Shaw was a little bit too long that time. Lowry saves it, but the Patriots come down with the ball. 7-1 is the score. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. Patriots have the ball. Boniface deep in the corner on the left side, trying to penetrate down the baseline. Now retreats, and the ball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. They will give the ball here to the Patriots. End of the ball game now for Adams Central will be Brianna Shook. Brianna Shook into the ball game now for AC, averaging 1.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game. AC has got it. Here's a long-range jumper from the corner. It's going to be no good, and it goes out of bounds. Long-range jumper from the deep in the left corner by Raider. That was nowhere close. It goes out of bounds. And it's one shot and done as the Sandy Creek Cougars come back the other direction. 7-1 is the score. Sandy Creek out on top of Adams Central here in girls high school basketball. Got the boys game coming up next. Long pass in the lane is going to be picked off. Cheyenne Gotch has got it for Adams Central. That's the third turnover on the third turnover in Sandy Creek here in the ballgame. Cheyenne Gotch down on the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds there by Shaw. That'll be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Anna Queen comes into the ballgame now for Adams Central, replacing Raider. There comes Niemeyer back into the ballgame now for head coach Tim Walker, replacing Georgie Johnson. Into the ballgame now for Sandy Creek is going to be Tori Wheeler. Lowry will come to the bench. Also checking in is going to be Dylan Woodbury. And checking out will be Taylor Hendricks. 3:54 to play here in the first quarter. 7-1 is the score. Adams Central trailing. There's a feed to the wing on the left side and unable to control the ball with Niemeyer. Goes through her fingertips out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on Sandy Creek. Or actually turnover number 5 on Adams Central as Sandy Creek comes back with the ball. Tori Wheeler on the dribble now. Moves it over in the wing on the right side to Montana Hendricks as she hangs onto it. There's a feed out on top to Woodbury. Over on the wing on the left side to Tori Wheeler. All alone underneath the bucket to get her the ball. Michaela Shawn, she lays it in. Nice feed there by Tori Wheeler. She gets the assist. And Michaela Shaw gets the field goal. She's now got 4 points in the ballgame. 9-1 is the score. Adams Central again having problems here in backcourt. They finally get her into the offensive zone. Shook has got the ball. A pass underneath the hole. Here's a shot by Anna Queen that's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touch by Adams Central. Last touch there by Carly Bostock is into the ballgame now for Adams Central. 9-1 is the score. 3:18 to play. 3:18 to play here in the quarter number one. Adams Central trailing by 8 points early in this ballgame. Again, there's an entry pass deflected, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Anna Queen. That's the fourth turnover on Sandy Creek in the ballgame. Cheyenne Gotch has got the ball. Stops at the top of the key here for AC. Now to Anna Queen for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Michaela Shaw of Sandy Creek on the dribble, coming back the other way. 2-on-3. Shaw runs into traffic there. She runs into Anna Queen. Now here's a personal foul called. Sandy Creek was attacking the hole, and the foul is going to be called here on Queen of Adams Central. First personal on Anna. Now we got a timeout called here from Russ Neinmeyer. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Patriots. So 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in a ragged first quarter. Girls High School basketball here tonight. 2:47 remaining in the first period. We'll take a timeout with the score. Sandy Creek 9, Adams Central 1.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you tonight here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. We're at Sandy Creek. 9-1 is the score. The Cougars out on top of AC here in girls high school basketball with a boys game coming up next. Hendricks has got the ball. Feeds it inside down to Woodbury. Turnaround jumper no good. And the rebound comes down to AC. There's Brianna Schick with the ball. Runs it across the midcourt stripe here for the Patriots. Still looking for their first field goal of the ball game. There's Emily Boniface with the ball out between the rings. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops there. Bounce pass goes to the left side. Down on the baseline. That's going to be Shook. They lob it inside. The ball is going to be tipped away. That's going to be taken down by Sandy Creek. That's the sixth turnover now. And Adams Central in the ballgame as they try to go in the lane there. The ball tipped out of there. And AC comes out with it. Tori Wheeler has got it back the other way now for the Cougars. Drives the ball down the lane. Runs into traffic. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound is loose here on the baseline. And now we got a whistle on the... Now, give the ball to Sandy Creek. Last touchdown there by Adams Central, Sidney Niemeyer. Back into the ball game will be Georgie Johnson here for Adams Central. The Cougars will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Woodbury. She loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central ball. Woodbury getting anxious there to go for the shot. She was just left of the basket there. That goes through her fingertips back out of bounds. 9-1 is the score. Adams Central is trailing. With 2 minutes to play, here's a pass to the midcourt stripe. It's going to be picked off here by Ashley Harms, and then a foul is going to be called on Emily Boniface of Adams Central. So, again, the Cougars get the interception right at the midcourt stripe there. And then Emily Boniface picks up the personal foul for AC. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on the Patriots. They play things in to Michaela Shaw. Now down in the baseline, that's Harms driving for the hole, and she loses control of the ball out of bounds. Ashley Harms angling from the left side of the lane there, taking it to the hole and lost the ball out of bounds. 6 turnovers and Sandy Creek. There's a long pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted Intercepted there by Ashley Harms as the Cougars come back the other way. Woodbury has got it back outside, a three-pointer by Harms. Up there, no good. Rebounded there by Michaela Shaw underneath the hole. Contact made, and let's see, we got a whistle. They're going to say she was out of bounds. Working for position underneath the hole there after the offensive board. And Michaela Shaw steps out of bounds. 1:38 to play here in the first quarter. Girls high school basketball tonight from Sandy Creek High School. It's been all Cougars. They lead by a score of 9-1. Sandy Creek, one of the better teams around in girls high school basketball again this year. They finished third down at the state tournament a season ago. And expecting to get back there again for the 2011-2012 season. Here's Adams Central with the ball back in their offensive zone, and they fall down with it. Now a foul is going to be called here. Connor Lowry is going to be whistled for the personal foul here for Sandy Creek. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four in the Cougars. Adams Central playing things in here on the near sideline, right in front of the scorers table. Sandy Creek attacking as they get her in here. That's going to be Georgie Johnson with the ball. Johnson right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Gives it out to Emily Boniface out here in three-point territory. Hands it away now. Top of the key is Bernacek with the ball for Adams Central. Here's Raider dribbling it to the elbow left side. Her bounce pass is going to be deflected back out of bounds. So good pressure defense again by Sandy Creek. Knocking the ball out of bounds. The Cougars will stay here on defense. AC will play things in off of the far sideline with a minute and 8 seconds to play. Here in the first period, 9-1 is the score. Adams Central has gone without a field goal. Without a field goal made here in the first quarter. There's the ball tipped out of the hands of Raider again. Out of bounds here on the far sideline. So it'll be Adams Central playing things in. Offensive zone. Right about even with the free throw line as they played in on the far sideline. And now we got a 5 second violation called there. Bernacek unable to inbound the ball with the allotted 5 seconds on the far side. And the Patriots give her right back here to the Sandy Creek Cougars with a minute and 1 second to play. Here in the first quarter, 9-1 is the score. The Patriots down by 8 points early. There's a Lowry with the ball trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes back out to Taylor Hendricks, who's back into the ball game. Down the wing on the left side to Ashley Harms. She gets away, gives it to Wheeler. She drives inside. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lowry. Now a jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will get the ball. Adams Central inbound here with 42 seconds to play in the first quarter. Emily Boniface down the near sideline. Crossover dribble comes back to the center of the floor. Feeds it over here on the left side of the lane to a Niemeyer. She drives for the hole, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Well, that's the 15th foul already on Sandy Creek here in this first quarter of play. Niemeyer goes back to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Taylor Henrichs. That's going to be her second foul of this first quarter. Back to the free throw line will be Niemeyer. She hit the only point earlier in the quarter for Adams Central. This free throw is up there. It's no good. So she's now 1 out of 3 from the line. Niemeyer, a 42% foul shooter in the season. He is now 9 out of 22 from the line for this entire season, averaging 3.8 points per ball game. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. So Niemeyer misses a pair, gets her own rebound, goes back up, shoots and misses. Rebound loose underneath the hole. Here's taken down by Ashley Harms. Harms gets things away here in backcourt now to a Tori Wheeler. And Wheeler will bring things up. 23 seconds to play there in the first quarter. Wheeler comes into the offensive zone to Harms. Down on the baseline, out of Woodbury. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lowry. Follow shot no good, but she is hacked on the arm. So Connor Lowry grabs the ball. The offensive board there on the weak side, and she is hacked on the arm as she goes back up for the shot. Emily Boniface picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four in the Patriots. To the free throw line will be the Cougars. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. As Connor Lowry going to the stripe there for Sandy Creek. She's a 60% foul shooter. Connor is averaging 5.5 points and 1.4 rebounds per game. It's now a 10-1 ball game. Sandy Creek is out on top of Adams Central in girls high school basketball. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Nothing but twine for Connor Lowry. It's now an 11-1 ball game. A 10-point lead for the Cougars. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be intercepted by Wheeler. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Cougars, but losing the ball out of bounds is going to be Bethany Van Spreckelson is into the ball game. She loses it out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball now with 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Inbounding will be Georgie Johnson. Gets it down in the corner. Patriots in trouble again. Here's a Bernacek. She runs it down the far sideline. Jump pass to Raider. Her pass underneath the hole. There goes to Niemeyer. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Niemeyer misses on one. A bunny right in front of the hole there. That would have been the first field goal of the ball game for Adams Central, but it doesn't happen, and the Cougars hold Adams Central without a field goal here in the first quarter. They build a 10-point lead early in this ball game. One quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. The score after one, Sandy Creek 11, Adams Central 1.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com. Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgro and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, into the second quarter here at Sandy Creek. The Cougars out on top of Adams Central. The score is 11-1. The Patriots still looking for their first field goal of this ballgame. Sandy Creek has the opening possession here in the second quarter as they attack one more time against the man-to-man. They lob it inside. There's a shot up and in by Michaela Shaw. Shaw is averaging 17.6 points per ballgame so far this year. That's in addition to her 9.8 rebounds. And Sandy Creek is out to a 13-1 lead here over Adams Central in girls high school basketball. There's a pass again. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Woodbury. That's 10 turnovers in Adams Central so far in the ballgame. 13-1. The Patriots trailing here in the ballgame. And Adams Central will stick with their man-to-man defense. They've been unable to shut down the Sandy Creek Cougar offense so far in this ballgame. Here's a Tori Wheeler with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out between the rings. Now they swing it left side to Ashley Harms. Free throw line extended. Bounce pass comes back out on top to Wheeler. Back to Harms here on the wing. Now bounce pass goes inside to Shaw. Her shot is up and in. Michaela Shaw with four field goals, 8 points in the ballgame. And Adams Central is now trailing by a score of 15-1. There's a Kaylee Rader with the ball here in backcourt. As Adams Central works with it back here, Brianna Shook has got the ball. There's a pass to the midcourt stripe. They get it to a Gotch. Her feed down in the baseline is going to be mishandled there by Rader. It goes out of bounds. Let's see, was it tapped out of her hands? Yeah, we're going to give the ball to Adams Central. As the Patriots will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:36 to play here in the first half. It's 15-1. Adams Central is trailing in the ballgame. Taylor Henrichs into the ballgame now for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Dylan Woodbury will check out. Adams Central inbounds from underneath their own hole here. Looking. There's a bounce pass in the lane to a Gotch. Now to Niemeyer. Shot can be blocked down. Blocked down there by Shaw. Rebounded here by Sandy Creek. Back the other way. Michaela's got the ball. She drives for the hole. And shot no good, but she's found on the play. Michaela Shaw back here at the other end. Found on the play by Kaylee Rader of Adams Central. That's going to be the first foul on Rader. And going to the free throw line for Sandy Creek will be Michaela Shaw. Four field goals already in the ballgame. 8 points. 59% foul shooter in the season. Shaw is up there. It's going to be short. She will get one more. Again, Sandy Creek is a team hitting 64% of their free throws, 43% from the field, and 24% from three-point territory. Second free throw is up and in by Michaela Shaw, and Sandy Creek has now built a 16-1 lead. We're down to 6:27 to play here in the first half. Adams Central approaching the mid-court stripe. There's a feed into the offensive zone as they get it to Rader on the far sideline. Kaylee Rader, bounce pass out on top to a Gotch. Sandy Creek stays with that man-to-man defense. Cheyenne Gotch on the dribble now, stomps out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass to a Niemeyer. Top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane, and her shot is up and in. Sydney Niemeyer scores. It's now 16-3, so Adams Central goes nearly 10 minutes without hitting a field goal. They hit their first field goal at the six-minute mark of the second quarter, and they're now trailing 16-3 in the ball game as Tori Wheeler has got the ball back for Sandy Creek, now to a Montana Henrichs. Rolling with the ball at the top of the key over in the wing and the left side to a Taylor Henrichs as she holds on to it. Now to Ashley Harms, top of the circle. Right side of the wing is Montana Henrichs to the free throw line. There's Shaw. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound comes down to a Taylor Henrichs, and they reset the offense. Back inside to Shaw. Her shot from 10 feet away is no good. And the rebound comes down to AC. 16-3 is the score. Sydney Niemeyer has got the ball now for Adams Central here on the wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Her pass is deflected and is brought down by Shaw. Coming back the other way. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Montana Hendricks and she lays it in. Montana Hendricks scores. That's her first field goal. Sandy Creek out on top now by a score of 18-3. Back the other way. Niemeyer drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouled. So Sydney Niemeyer finds a little seam there and takes it right to the hole for Adams Central. And she is fouled in a play. Back Sydney's got all the points so far for AC here in the first half. 18-5 is the count. Ashley Harms picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Cougars in the first half. And Niemeyer back to the free throw line. She's 1-4 from the stripe tonight. Got 5 points in the ball game. Eyes the bucket. Lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Adams. Actually, it comes down to Sandy Creek down the near sideline. Taylor Hendricks with the ball. Now to Tori Wheeler out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass to Michaela Shaw on the wing, right side of the lane. Shaw comes out to Lowry, top of the circle. Swings it out to the left side. That's going to be Ashley Harms with the ball. Back outside. Out here in three-point territory to Hendricks. And now Russ Niemeyer wants to call a timeout. Cougars looked a little confused there offensively, and Russ calls the timeout. 4 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the second quarter from Sandy Creek. We'll take a break with a score. It's the Cougars 18, Adams Central 5.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank and Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. The Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So high school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We've got a lot of action coming your way on our network of stations this week at Platte River Radio. In fact, tomorrow night we'll have Hastings College basketball for you from Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Broncos will take on the Dort Defenders after the holiday break. The Broncos will get back into the swing of things in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll take on Dort. The men's team is ranked number 2 in the country. It'll be a night doubleheader. It'll be 6 and 8 o'clock, the starting times from Sioux Center. We'll be on the air on 1230 KHIS tomorrow afternoon at 5:45. Hastings and Dort in college basketball on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHIS. 18-5 is the score here. The Cougars out on top of Adams Central in girls high school basketball. Here's Tori Wheeler with a ball. Down to Shaw, top of the key. Over the left side to Montana Hendricks. Back out to Tori Wheeler. Out here in three-point territory as Adams Central stays with a man-to-man. Taylor Hendricks goes inside to Shaw, grabs the ball, shoots and misses. Gets her own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Michaela Shaw now with 11 points in the ballgame. The Patriots have no answer for her. She's got 5 field goals already in the ballgame. 20-5 is the score. Sandy Creek demolishing Adams Central early in this ballgame. There's a feed to the wing. It's going to be tipped away. The scramble is on. The jump ball is called out here toward the mid-court stripe, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Patriots. So AC maintains control here. 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the second quarter. 20-5. It took Adams Central 10 minutes to hit their first field goal in the ballgame. They didn't score a field goal until the 6-minute mark of the second period. AC plays things in. It's going to be tipped on the out-of-bounds. It's going to be recovered here. Michaela Shaw running back the other way. She's going to be called for the traveling violation. Got in a hurry, taking the ball to the hole there after they commit the turnover on the other end. Michaela Shaw's whistle for a traveling violation, driving the ball to the hole. 8 turnovers on Sandy Creek, 11 on Adams Central. And the Patriots, again, will try to bring the ball off the floor. This has been a task all night long against this Cougar defense. Emily Boniface comes down the near sideline, now feeds it to the left side of the lane as they get it to Vernacek. Right side down to Anna Queen, who's back into the ball game. Bounce pass is going to be out of bounds. Trying to get the ball in there for AC. Trying to get her inside, and they threw it out of bounds. That's 12 turnovers now on the Patriots in the ball game. Jamie Gilberts is now into the ball game for Adams Central, a 5'9" senior. So Tim Marker is trying to find a combination that's going to work out there. 20-5 is the score. The Patriots trailing here in the ball game. There's a Michaela Shaw free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Ashley Harms at the top of the key. Drives the ball down to the hole, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Ashley Harms will go to the free throw line now for Sandy Creek as she is fouled in the play here. Harms so far in the ball game has got 3 points. She's an 82% foul shooter in the season. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Emily Boniface. That's her third. So Boniface now in foul trouble here for the Patriots. Three fouls here in the first half. She's going to have to check out. Here comes Cheyenne Gotch back in there. First free throw is up and in there by Ashley Harms. That makes a score 21-5 in favor of the Patriots, actually in favor of the Cougars. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Harms has now got 5 points in the ball game. Michaela Shaw has got 11. It's a 22-5 ball game now in favor of Sandy Creek. The Patriots with a couple of field goals and one free throw for their first half efforts here in the first two quarters. There's a pass down the near sideline. It's over the head of Queen out of bounds. Anna Queen tries to grab that one. She climbs the ladder down the near sideline. Goes sailing over her head. 13 turnovers now on Adams Central in the ball game. Woodbury comes out on top. That's Montana Hendricks with the ball. Swings it to the wing on the left side. With the basketball over there is going to be a Tori Wheeler being pressured there by Gotch. And the ball is knocked out of her hands out of bounds. They're going to say it was, they're going to say it was last touched by Adams Central. So it's going to be the Cougars inbounding the ball here. As they get it to Tori Wheeler out here in the three-point territory. Bounce cut, pass comes back to the far side of the wing. They get it to Michaela Shaw. There's a feed into the lane to Woodbury. It's knocked out of her hands. It's going to be out of bounds again. It's going to be Sandy Creek playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. High school basketball for you tonight here on the Breeze. It's been all Sandy Creek so far in this ball game. There's a feed back inside to Ashley Harms, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Shaw got it off with the inbound and sends it right back inside, and a personal foul going to be whistled here on Adams Central. That's going to send Sandy Creek back to the free throw line. It's going to be Ashley Harms toying the mark again for the Cougars. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and that one is right down through the hole. He's now 4 out of 4 on free throws tonight. She's an 82% foul shooter in the season. Cougars are hitting 64% as a team. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. 24-5. It's been target practice so far for Sandy Creek here in this basketball game. There's Anna Queen with the ball now for Adams Central. Out between the rings to a Georgie Johnson. Moves it over the wing. Now back outside to Anna Queen. Drives it down the right side of the lane. They get it into the hands of a Cheyenne Gotch now. Bounce pass comes here to Anna Queen. Now top of the key. Driving it down the left side of the lane. Down on the baseline. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there. As a shot is taken by Carly Bostic for Adams Central. It would not go, and it's going to be rebounded here by Sandy Creek. Back the other way, a shot in the lane is going to be no good by Wheeler. And now we got a foul call on the rebound. So Tim Marker really going to the bench here in this first half, trying to find something that's going to work out there. And so far, he's come up empty-handed. 2:26 to play in the second quarter, 24-5. Last personal foul goes on Georgie Johnson. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 8 on the Patriots, and the shot from the free throw line is up and in by Ashley Harms. She is now 6 out of 6 on free throws tonight. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Shaw's got 11. 2 points for Montana Hendricks and 2 points for Connor Lowry. It's been all Cougars. Next shot is up there is good by Ashley Harms, and it's now a 26-5 ball game in favor of Sandy Creek. They are 7-1 in the season. Adams Central is 1-7. And now the Cougars force another turnover here in the defensive zone for Adams Central as the Patriots throw the ball into the near sideline. That is turnover number 14. On Adams Central so far in this first half. Sandy Creek gets it back. Here's a pass that's going to be knocked loose out here in three-point territory. It's still loose, and finally we've got a jump ball. Nobody got a foul called here. A personal foul is going to be called. Ashley Harms and Bernacek getting tied up here. The wing on the right side, and the foul is going to go on Harms of Sandy Creek. That's going to be Ashley's third personal foul. Team foul number 7 on the Cougars. Here in this first half. So now going to the free throw line will be Sydney Bernacek for Adams Central. She's a 67% foul shooter in the season, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Scored 12 points in the holiday tournament during the Christmas break over at Minden. 7 and 5 respectively in the two ball games. Misses that one. Follow shot is up and in. Bostic gets the follow shot there after the missed free throw from Bernacek, and that makes the score a 26-7 ball game in favor of Sandy Creek. Here's a shot with the ball back outside now to a Montana Hendricks. Over here on the wing, right side to Taylor Hendricks. Taylor now to Montana as they go back door again. Nice play as they get it to Taylor Hendricks, and she lays it in. So the Hendricks sisters teaming up there as Taylor gets the field goal. Here's a steal now. Here's a steal by Montana Hendricks, and she gets the driving layup. It's up and in. 30-7. Sandy Creek has got the lead. As Adams Central again is facing the pressure here in backcourt, Cheyenne Gotch has got it. 90 seconds to play here in the quarter number two. It's 30-7. Cougars have the lead. Brianna Shook has got the ball now down the far sideline. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by a Woodbury. Here come the Cougars again with the ball. They get her to head to Toy Wheeler. Down on the baseline now to a Hendricks. Back inside. Here's Shaw. Her shot is no good on a turnaround jumper. Rebound comes down to Cheyenne Gotch. Left-handed dribble down the far sideline. Stops. Comes cross-court. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Montana Hendricks. She drives. The basketball tipped loose. Montana grabs it back. Her shot off the window is up and in. Montana Hendricks now with three field goals. She's got 6 points. And now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. Tim Barker wants to call a timeout with 53 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Sandy Creek 32, Adams Central 7.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze. 94.5.
High school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and also online at KLIQFM.com. It's been all Sandy Creek. Cougars jumped out to an 11-1 first quarter lead. They now lead 32-7 over Adams Central in girls high school play. Sandy Creek looking for their eighth win of the season. Adams Central looking for just their second win. The Patriots were able to beat Gibbon earlier this season, right before Christmas, for their only win. Dropping two games in the Minden Holiday Tournament during the Christmas break to Minden and to Bennington. Sandy Creek's only loss was to Hastings St. Cecilia in the game right before Christmas. They picked up two wins in their own holiday tournament during Christmas against Wood River and against the Seward JVs. They're off and rolling here in this one tonight, 32-7. The Patriots are trailing in the ball game. Adams Central is going to play the ball in here in backcourt. They'll get things into a Cheyenne Gotch. Her pass to the midcourt stripe there, mishandled by Brianna Shook, but she grabs it back, and now she drives it down the left side of the lane. A collision down there, and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to go on Connor Lowry of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second. That's going to be the eighth team foul on Sandy Creek here in this first half of play. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central will be Brianna Shook. A 50% foul shooter. She's just one out of two from the line this season. Dips the knees, throws it up there, and the shot is going to be around the rim and falls off of the front iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Here's a pass deflected, but it's picked up here in backcourt. That's a Van Spreckelson is into the ball game now to Connor Lowry. Bounce pass down to Van Spreckelson. Her shot from point-blank range is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Raider. Raider gets the ball now to a Cheyenne Gotch. She hustles into the forecourt, and Gotch stomps out here in three-point territory. Her momentum carries her forward. And she's with us with a traveling violation. 18 turnovers and 7 points for Adams Central here in this first half of play. It's 32-7, 26 seconds to play. There's a Tori Wheeler with the ball for Sandy Creek now as the Cougars work with it here. Cheyenne Gotch defending her. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing on the right side to Van Spreckelson. Her pass is deflected. Bethany Van Spreckelson brings her back down to the corner. Now she's decked and a personal foul is going to be called. A personal foul going to be whistled here on Adams Central, and now Van Spreckelson goes to the free throw line. Niemeyer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. 32-7. Here's Bethany Van Spreckelson to the line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. Misses on the free throw, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Down the far sideline, it's a Cheyenne Gotch with the ball. Gotch gets it to Niemeyer, gets away, stops at the elbow left side, throws up a shot. No good. Foul shot is up there and in by Raider. Raider gets the offensive board and the putback, and she puts one down through the hole as the horn sounds, and that is the end of quarter number two. We have reached halftime here tonight in girls high school basketball from Sandy Creek High School. It's been all Cougars so far. Their pressure is really bothering the Patriots here in this first half as Sandy Creek has got the lead at halftime. It's Sandy Creek 32, Adams Central 9. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op Pivot Tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax, size 480, 80R42. And the BKT Front Tractor Tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes are also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 13 locations all across South Central Nebraska.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at Sandy Creek High School. Girls High School basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We have got the boys game coming up next. Should be a lot closer matchup between the Patriots and Sandy Creek coming up here in game number two. Sandy Creek's boys have a record of 6 wins and 3 losses on the season. Adams Central will come in with a mark of 6-2. So the boys game is coming up next here on The Breeze. We mentioned the Hastings College basketball doubleheader tomorrow on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHIS. And the action with the Dort Defenders will get underway at 5:45 on the Wednesday afternoon, with the women's game going at 6, and the men's game will go at 8 o'clock. Thursday night here on The Breeze, we'll have women's college basketball for you from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, as the Indiana Hoosiers will take on the Nebraska women. Pregame show on Thursday will be at 6:45 with a tip-off at 7 o'clock. You'll be able to catch that game on Thursday from the Husker Sports Network. And then on Friday, we've got more basketball action for you. Actually, Friday night, we'll have the USHL hockey as the Tri-City Storm will play at Green Bay. The Storm looking for their third straight win. That'll be a pregame show at 6:45 with a face-off at 7:05. And then on Saturday, we'll have some high school basketball for you here on The Breeze, as St. Paul will be in town to take on these Adams Central Patriots with a pregame show at 5:45. Girls game will go at 6 with the boys at 7:45. In fact, the months of January and February are going to be very, very busy with high school sports, also the Tri-City Storm, and of course the Nebraska men's and women's basketball team. So a lot of sports activity coming up for you in the first part of the year here on The Breeze. 32-9 is the score at halftime at girls high school basketball tonight. Sandy Creek jumped out to an 11-1 first quarter lead. They've really never been threatened in this ball game so far. It wasn't until the 6-minute mark of the second quarter that the Patriots got their first field goal in the ball game. By then it was 16-3. Adams Central then trailed 18-3. They got another field goal to put 5 points on the board, and then Sandy Creek scored 6 straight points to make it 26-5. It was 30-7, 32-7, and now 32-9 at halftime, as Sandy Creek has got the lead over Adams Central in girls high school basketball. Ashley Harms and Michaela Shaw leading the way so far for the Cougars. Shaw is already in double figures with 11 points, and Sydney Niemeyer leading the way for Adams Central. She's got 5 points here in the ballgame. We'll come back and check the scoring for you as we continue on the Allen's Halftime Show. Halftime show brought to you by Allen's of Hastings. The more that you get, more superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll have more after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities, as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Whether you get more, Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Sandy Creek High School, girls boys basketball doubleheader tonight with Sandy Creek and Adams Central. The Sandy Creek girls blowing the Patriots out of their socks here in the first half. 32 to 9 is the score in favor of the Cougars. Michaela Shaw leading the way for Sandy Creek. She's got 5 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 11 points. Ashley Harms has hit a field goal. She's been busy from the charity stripe. She's 7 out of 7 from Lyons. So Harms has got 9 points. Michaela Shaw has got 11. Montana Hendricks has got 3 field goals and 6 points. The other scores for Sandy Creek, Connor Lowry has got a couple of field goals, actually a couple of free throws and 2 points. Taylor Hendricks has got a field goal for 2, and Dylan Woodbury has got a field goal and 2 points. Sandy Creek has shot 12 free throws already in the ball game. They've hit 10 of those. So Sandy Creek 10 out of 12 from the free throw line. Unofficially 8 turnovers in the basketball game. Adams Central has got 18 turnovers against this Sandy Creek backcourt pressure. And the Patriots not helping themselves from the charity stripe. They are just 1 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half. They're being led by Sydney Niemeyer. She has got a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points here. Carly Bostic has got a field goal and 2 points in the ball game. Kaylee Rader has got the other field goal for Adams Central right at the end of the second quarter. She got 2 points in the ball game. That's it for the Patriots offensively here in this first half. 32-9 as Adams Central is trailing in the ball game to the Sandy Creek Cougars. You're listening to the Allens Halftime Show today here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, high school basketball brought to you in part tonight by Clay County Mutual Insurance Company, also by Fairfield Nonstop Co-op, also by Agrix Incorporated, by Pioneer Seeds, by the Guide Rock State Bank, also by CPI Mr. Tire, by Bill Hamburger Remodeling, and by the Auto Glass Experts of Hastings. And the Cougars led 11-1 after the first quarter as Adams Central could not get the ball off the floor against the Sandy Creek pressure. And the Cougars then outscoring Adams Central in the second period, a margin of 21-8. And the way we stand right now, it says Sandy Creek rolling here. 32-9 is the score. The Cougars would go to 8-1 if they can hang on to the victory here tonight. Adams Central trying to get back into the win column after knocking off Gibbon earlier. The upcoming schedule for Sandy Creek does not look very tough as of now. They'll play at Deschler and at Superior coming up. Then they have a home game with Blue Hill and a home game with Third Central. They'll take on the Sutton Phillies on January the 26th. Then they've got a big matchup with Kearney Catholic. They've got a ball game at Fillmore Central in Kennesaw. Then by the second week of February, the Sandy Creek Cougars will be into sub-district play. Trying to get back to the girls state high school basketball tournament. They finished third last year, losing to Hastings St. Cecilia in the semifinals. So we're ready for the second half here tonight. Girls High School Basketball with Sandy Creek and Adams Central. Your halftime show is brought to you by Allens of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street. Sandy Creek is going to have the basketball first to begin this second half of play. They'll shoot our basket at our far end here. at Sandy Creek High School. Adams Central is going to try to slow down the Cougars with a man-to-man defense. Driving from the right corner is going to be Ashley Harms. Her shot is going to be no good. But an offensive rebound there by Tori Wheeler. Gets to the Sean. Now right side to a Dylan Woodbury. Bounce pass goes inside. There's a shot right in front of the hole. It's going to be no good by Ashley Harms as it rolls off of the left side. No good. And now we got a jump ball and a rebound. They're going to give the ball here to Adams Central, so the Patriots will come back the other direction. 32-9 is the score. Adams Central trailing on the ball game. We're in the third quarter from Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek continues to apply some pressure here in backcourt. Adams Central breaks it this time. Tyann Gotch goes over the far side. The ball deflected away. Deflected away from Niemeyer. Picked up by Gotch. Now to Niemeyer again. Just to the left of the circle out here. Ball high above her head. In-free pass to get it to Boniface. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Georgie Johnson. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ashley Harms again for Sandy Creek down the near sideline. Harms throws it down in the corner to Shaw. Nice pass in the lane. Right in front of the hole. The shot is up and in. Montana Hendricks scoring there. Shaw gets the assist. Montana now with 4 field goals and 8 points in the ballgame. 34-9. Sandy Creek has got the lead. We're a minute into the third quarter here tonight from Sandy Creek High School. There's a Brianna Shook getting a start here in the second half. Her bounce pass to Gotch is tipped away. Gotch picks it back up. Now she dribbles to the top of the key, sends it to the far side, right to the fingertips of Boniface out of bounds. Turnover number 19 now on Adams Central. 19 turnovers and 9 points. 6:45 to play in the third. 34-9. Sandy Creek has got the lead. We got the boys' game coming up next. Here on the breeze, this is Tori Wheeler with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Gets it into the hands of Shaw. Back outside the ring now to Hendricks. Hendricks, two-handed pass goes to Ashley Harms. They go back door. Here's Ashley with the ball, and Shaw is up and in. They get it to Montana Hendricks, and then Ashley Harms takes off, and they get her the ball easily. Ashley's now got 11 points in the ball game. 36-9 in favor of the Cougars. Now we got a foul here. That's going to go on Tori Wheeler of Sandy Creek as Adams Central is working the ball out here in 3-point territory. 6:16 to play in the third. It's 36-9. The Patriots trailing in the ball game. Kelly Boland down to the ball. Check that. It's going to be Emily Boniface for Adams Central. Gets it here to a Cheyenne Gotcher. Feed to the wing. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Wheeler. Trying to get the ball to Boniface. And the ball tipped out of her hands there by Tori Wheeler of Sandy Creek. So Adams Central will play things in here on the near sideline. Right in front of the scorer's table is Boniface. Look to get things in for AC. Looking. Finally, they get it into a Brianna Shook. Down to Boniface again. Down on the baseline to Gotch. Her shot is up there. It's good. A 3-pointer from the deep right corner. Cheyenne Gotch knocks one down. And now we've got a timeout called here. We have got a timeout with 6 minutes and 1 second to play as Tim Marker wants to talk things over. This is an Adams Central timeout. 6:01 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Sandy Creek 36, Adams Central 12.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at Sandy Creek High School. The score is now 36-12. Sandy Creek out on top of Adams Central and girls high school basketball. So Tim Marker calling the timeout there following a 3-pointer put up from the corner by Cheyenne Gotch. And the Patriots are now back to within 24 points. Here's Wheeler with the ball in backcourt as she brings her up now against the Adams Central pressure. That's Emily Boniface in backcourt. Wheeler gets into the offensive zone. Now to Ashley Harms. The ball tipped away by Boniface. Harms picks her back up. Now to Montana Hendricks. She dribbles, comes over here on the wing to a Tori Wheeler. Circles around, takes to the right side of the floor to Ashley Harms at the free throw line. Her pass to the far sideline. Montana Hendricks, jump pass into the lane. Here's a shot up and in. Dylan Woodbury scores. Right in front of the hole there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 38-12. Sandy Creek has got the lead, 5.5 to play here in the third quarter. From the Sandy Creek gym here tonight, girls high school basketball. Here's Shook having problems with it again. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Adams Central. That is 20 turnovers now on the Patriots, and we're still early in the second half. 38-12 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Tori Wheeler has got the ball down for Sandy Creek here in backcourt. She'll bring things up against Emily Boniface. gets it into the offensive zone easily. Montana Henricks deep in a corner. Two-handed pass into the lane to Ashley Harms. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up now by Niemeyer of Adams Central. That's the ninth turnover on Sandy Creek in the ballgame. They average 16 on the season. Adams Central has got it now in their offensive zone. Niemeyer's got it at the top of the key. Trying to drive it against Shaw. Can't do it. Now the ball poked away. Picked up by Niemeyer. Comes back out of the wing on the left side. That's going to be a Cheyenne Gotch with the ball. Gotch looking into the block. Nothing there. Comes across the top to Emily Boniface behind a screen from Shook. There's a jumper from the far sideline. It's going to be no good by Cheyenne Gotch. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek with the ball tipped away. Picked up by Shook. She comes back, and now a traveling violation is called on Shook. A little indecision there by Brianna Shook. And she's whistled for the traveling violation. It's turnover number 21 on Adams Central. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in quarter number three. It's 38-12 in favor of the Cougars. There's a Toy Wheeler with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Anna Queen into the ball game now defensively, so he'll be matched up with Tori Wheeler. There's a pass out to the top of the key by Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms has got it, drives down the lane, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Ashley Harms took it right at the top of the key, took it right down the paint, and she's going to be fouled in the play here by Raider of Adams Central. That's going to be her second. Harms goes to the free throw line. She's already been there seven times tonight. Seven out of seven on three free throws make it eight out of eight as that one goes right down through the hole. She has now got 12 points in the ballgame. She averages 17 in the season. 39-12 is the score. Cougars have the lead. Next shot is up there is good. She remains perfect from the line. She's an 82% foul shooter in the season. Not hurting that average here tonight. She's 9 out of 9. It's now 40-12. Biggest lead of the ballgame now for Sandy Creek. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Anna Queen. Dribbles to the free throw line. Nice bounce pass down on the baseline. And shot is up and in by Raider, and she's fouling the play. Queen right at the free throw line. Got it to Kaylee Raider, who is sliding toward the hole there for Adams Central. They got her the ball, and Kaylee puts it down through the hole. And she is fouled in a play here by Taylor Henricks of Sandy Creek. The third foul on Taylor. That's going to be team foul number two on the Cougars. Going to the free throw line will be Raider for AC. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and her first free throw of the night is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Shaw. Michaela Shaw dribbles out of there now for Sandy Creek. Comes into the forecourt, feeds it down to the baseline. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Lowry. Now we got a foul call on the rebound. Lowry sends it up there from deep in the right corner. It would not go. Now a personal foul is called on the rebound here on Sandy Creek. It'll go on who? It's going to go on Taylor Henricks, and that's going to be your fourth. So Taylor now comes out of the ball game. Coming back in will be Dylan Woodbury. 3:50 to play. Here in the third quarter, it's 40-14, Sandy Creek out on top of Adams Central. Here's Anna Queen with the ball, comes on the near sideline. She throws it out of bounds. Was it tapped out? Yeah, right in front of head coach Tim Barker. No, it wasn't. The other official comes in and says, no, they give the ball to Sandy Creek. So a turnover there on Adams Central as the Cougars will play the ball, and Tori Wheeler has got the ball. Now to Ashley Harms, right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Harms brings it back out to Tori Wheeler out here in 3-point territory. Bounce pass in the wing, left side to Shaw. She gets away, dribbles, now gets it to Ashley Harms. Right side, Tori Wheeler for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. We've got a jump ball called, and the arrow is pointing in favor of the Cougars, so Sandy Creek will play things in. You're listening to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5, 40-14. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Then bounce pass to Woodbury. The shot's going to be blocked back behind by Anna Queen. It goes out of bounds. Woodbury looked like she was open, and Anna Queen just stuck her meat hook in there from behind and knocks it out of bounds. And you give the ball to Adams Central. So Lowry was the last to touch, or rather Woodbury was the last to touch it there for Sandy Creek. Nice play by Anna Queen. And now Anna's got the ball back offensively. Lobs it right side of the lane, grabbing the ball there for AC. Is going to be Georgie Johnson now down on the baseline to Raider, and her shot is up and in. Whether Sydney Bernacek gets the field goal there on a short jumper. Back to the other end is Shaw. Her driving layup is going to be no good, and the rebound comes out of AC. So it's now a 40-16 ball game. Here's Anna Queen with the ball, hustles into the offensive zone. Comes out now to Cheyenne Gotch as Sandy Creek stays with a man-to-man. We're down to 2:45 to play here in the third quarter, and the ball tipped out of bounds again here on the near sideline, and they're going to give the ball here to Sandy Creek. It was lost out here by the Patriots. Georgie Johnson was the last to touch it over here. Turnover number 23 on Adams Central, so Sandy Creek will come back with the ball. Here's Ashley Harms, takes it down on the baseline to a Woodbury. Down to Shaw, back out on top to a Wheeler. on the dribble. She sends it to the far side. The ball is going to be tipped out of bounds and nearly saved there by the Patriots. Unable to do it. Diving over there was Anna Queen for AC. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek playing things in. 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's 40-16 in favor of Sandy Creek, and now we've got another timeout called here. This one by the Cougars. We'll take a break with 2.5 minutes to play in quarter number three. Sandy Creek 40, Adams Central 16.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at Sandy Creek High School. First part of our girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight with the Cougars and the Adams Central Patriots. The boys game is coming up next, running a little bit behind tonight because of the length of the junior varsity games earlier this evening. We're in the third quarter with 2:25 to play in the third, 40-16. The Cougars out on top. Sandy Creek has got the ball. Tori Wheeler has got it. Out on top now to Lowry. She takes the three-pointer. Shots off of the right side. No good. Rebound Woodbury on the baseline. Her shot hits the side of the glass. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Brianna Shook of the Adams Central Patriots. So AC has got the ball back with a chance to slice into the lead. Here's Anna Queen. Gets away. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Falls down. Gets the ball into the hands of Shook now. Top of the key to Georgie Johnson. Her pass down in the baseline is nearly thrown out of bounds. Niemeyer saves it. They're right into the hands of Sandy Creek. Running back the other way. Ashley Harms now to Shaw, drives the baseline, stops and pops, shot good. Michaela Shaw now with 13 points in the ball game. That's her first field goal of the third quarter. 42-16, Sandy Creek has got the lead. Brianna Shook, bounce pass here to a Georgie Johnson. Trying to drive it, cut off nicely there by Shaw. Georgie Johnson dribbling with it here on the baseline, and now the ball is going to be tipped and it's going to be taken away. A steal there by Michaela Shaw. She gets into the hands now of Wheeler. Running back the other way. 1:20 to play in the third quarter, 42-16. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Connor Lowry has got it. Free throw line extended right side. Ashley Harms, not a Wheeler on the left wing. John is up there at the end of three-pointer. Tori Wheeler bangs home a three-ball there from the left wing. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's been hitting only 15% on three-pointers so far this year. Buries that one with no problem. Now it's a 45-16 ball game in favor of Sandy Creek. There's another bounce pass. It's going to be deflected out of bounds there by a Tori Wheeler, and Adam Central playing things in on the far sideline. 45-16 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Here comes Boniface back into the ball game. Also checking in now for Sandy Creek. We're going to see Amanda Skalka. Amanda Skalka into the ball game now for the Cougars, as we're going to see some fresh bodies in the lineup here for head coach Russ Neinmeyer. Riley Morris is also into the ball game for the Cougars. There's the inbounds pass. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be taken away. But now we're going to have a foul called here. A personal foul is going to be called here on Sandy Creek. It's going to go on who? Nope, they're going to get a foul on Emily Boniface of Adams Central. That's going to be your fourth. So now Boniface will have to come out of the ball game. Checking back in will be, let's see, Brittany Wiseman's going to check into the ball game now for Adams Central with 44 seconds to play. Ball is tipped here in backcourt. It's picked up by Anna Queen, and she has the ball tipped away out of her hands from behind. Good job there getting back. Kelly Boland is into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. So it's going to be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 39 seconds to play. Here in the third, they get it into a Brianna Shook. She takes the ball in the hole. Her shot is up here and in. Brianna Shook scoring there for Adams Central. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 45-18. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Here's Amanda Skalka. Bounce pass down low. Turnaround jumper by Brittany Van Spreckelson is going to be blocked down, and a jump ball is called there. Arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will inbound the ball here in backcourt. 24 seconds remaining here in the third. It's 45-18, and already we're seeing the second and third teamers mop up here for both teams. Brianna Shook brings it into the offensive zone with 20 seconds to play. Going for the hole. There's a shot that's up and in by Brittany Wiseman, and she is fouled in the play. So Shook got Wiseman the ball, and she takes it right to the hole there for Adams Central and scores. She's fouled in the play. So now the 5'4" freshman for AC We'll go to the free throw line. A personal foul was called on Morgan Dixon of Sandy Creek. That's going to be your first. Shot is up there from the free throw line by Wiseman. Dances around the iron and goes down to the hole. So Brittany Wiseman scores on a three-pointer the old-fashioned way. 45-21 is the score. Here's another steal by Adams Central. Anna Queen has got it. She has her pocket picked by Bolin. So they trade turnovers as a Bolin has got the ball now to Riley Morris, and time runs out here in the third quarter. Three quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. We got one quarter to go. Sandy Creek still in control. It's the Cougars 45, Adams Central 21.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Ooza!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Ooza!
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Ooza!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Clay County Mutual Insurance Company, by Fairfield Nonstop Co-op, also by Agrex Incorporated, Pioneer Seeds, by the Guide Rock State Bank, by CPI Mr. Tire, Bill Hamburger Construction, and by the Auto Glass Experts of Hastings. 45-21 is the score. Adams Central trailing big time here by 24 points. Sandy Creek again with the ball. Shaw bounce pass down on the baseline. It's going to be deflected and is brought out of there by Adams Central. So a turnover on Sandy Creek. Cougars now with 12 turnovers here in the ball game. They're leading by 24. Driving for the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Boniface, and she's fouled in the play. So Boniface will go to the free throw line down for Adams Central. Personal foul is whistled on Montana Henricks of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second. That's the team's fifth. Adams Central with two personal fouls here in the second half. Boniface to the line. Shot is up there. Shot good. Adams Central hit only one out of seven free throws in the first half of play. They're doing a much better job here in the second half. They've cut the lead down to 23 points now, as Sandy Creek has been in control all the way tonight. Second shot is up there. It's no good by Boniface. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. There's a long pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Jamie Gilbert for the Adams Central Patriots, who's into the ball game again. Another turnover on Sandy Creek. There's a shot taken by Gilbert now. The short baseline left side is going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Then her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Montana. Henricks back the other way. Shaw drives, shoots, and scores. Michaela Shaw breaks away there and scores for Sandy Creek. She's now got 15 in the ball game, 47-22. The Cougars out on top. Back with the ball is Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central. Comes Emily Boniface. Brings it into the offensive zone. Drives the ball now against the Montana Henricks. Retreats. Dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass down in the corner. Nobody home. Goes out of bounds. And the Patriots turn it away. 27 turnovers for Adams Central here in the ballgame. When they do break the pressure, Adams Central having a tough time getting their half-court offense set up here against this Sandy Creek man-to-man defense. 47-22 is the score. There's a Woodbury with the ball now for Adams Central out on top. The Harms comes over here to a Tori Wheeler. Free throw line extended right side. Down to Shaw. Free throw line jumper. Good. Michaela Shaw coming off of a screen. Gets open right at the free throw line and cans the jumper. She's now got 17 in the ball game. That's her season average. 49-22 is the score. Now a 27-point lead. Adams Central has got her back. There's a Bostic with the ball deep in the corner right side. Lobs it back out into three-point territory. A shot taken by Cheyenne Gotch is no good. Long rebound, and Gotch grabs it back out here. Beyond the three-point circle, Gotch now on the dribble against a Tori Wheeler. Two-handed pass comes down in the corner on the left side. There's a long-range jumper by Shook. That's going to be up there. That one is off of the front iron. No good. Shaw grabs the rebound. She dribbles her back the other way. Stops around at the 10-second line of the mid-court stripe. Now to Tori Wheeler. She drives it down the window. Near pocket's going to be picked here by Gotch of Adams Central. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound is loose. Tip try is no good. Shaw can't convert. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Patriots have got the ball. Here's a shot by by Ashok from three-point land. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Connor Lowry. Back the other way for Sandy Creek. She drives to the basket and the shot is up and in. Connor Lowry scoring there for Sandy Creek. That's her first field goal. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 51-22. Sandy Creek has got the lead. 5:20 to play here in the fourth quarter from Sandy Creek High School. Here's Cheyenne Gotch with the ball. Free throw line jumper over Shaw's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down defensively now. Ashley Harms grabs it. Out of Tori Wheeler. Running back the other way. Wheeler drives it down the lane. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Woodbury's shot from 10 is no good. Rebound Shaw. Follow shot is up and in. Michaela Shaw on the offensive boards there. Now she's got another field goal. 9 field goals and a free throw for Michaela Shaw. She's got 19 points in the ball game, and the Sandy Creek lead is 53-22. There's a Schick with the ball. Bounce pass down here on the baseline to a Bostic. Gives her way to a Boniface deep in the corner. A three-pointer is up there and in. Emily Boniface hits a three-ball from the deep in the right corner. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Boniface now deflects the ball away in backcourt. Drives, shoots, and scores. Boniface with a three and a two there. Right quick for Adams Central. That makes the score 53-27. Wheeler gets the ball now to Woodbury. Bounce pass inside to Shaw. Her shot is up there is no good, and she's fouling the play. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Bostic of Adams Central. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Patriots. Going back to the free throw line for Sandy Creek is going to be Michaela Shaw. She's got 19 in the ball game for the Cougars. Eyes the bucket. Lets it fly. Her shot good. She'll have one more. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. 59% foul shoot in the season. Sydney Niemeyer coming to the ball game. In fact, Georgie Johnson's going to check back in there as well for head coach Tim Marker. Here comes the next shot by Shaw. It's up there. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes down defensively for Adams Central. Georgie Johnson has got it. 54-27. Sandy Creek has got the lead. They've led it from the opening tap here tonight in girls high school basketball. There's a pass out on top. Anna Queen has got it behind his screen. Her pass to the far sideline intercepted. Intercepted by Shaw as she has got it now for Sandy Creek. Gets it into the hands of Woodbury. Down to Montana Henricks, who's back into the ball game. Drives it down the lane. There stops and pops from Tanner. Shot no good. Rebound Shaw goes back up since she's fouled on the play. Montana Henricks could not convert there. Rebound comes down to Shaw. And again, it's going to be Michaela going to the free throw line here for the Cougars. She was fouled on the play by Cheyenne Gotch. First foul in Cheyenne. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Michaela Shaw. She is now 2 out of 5 from the charity stripe here tonight. Shaw with 20 points in the ball game. Ashley Harms has got 12. The Cougars lead 54-27. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one rims off as well. No good. Rebound comes down to Georgie Johnson. Johnson has got it now for Adams Central. Gets it into the hands of Anna Queen. She will trot it across the midcourt stripe here with under 4 minutes to play. Here in the fourth quarter, Sandy Creek with the advantage here in girls high school basketball. Wiseman sends it inside as they get it to Georgie Johnson. Her pass deflected out of bounds. Trying to dump her down low to a Sydney Niemeyer. And the ball deflected out of bounds there by the Sandy Creek defense. That'll be Adams Central playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. As they get things in over here on the wing on the left side to a Georgie Johnson as it tipped, picked up by Niemeyer. Her pass across the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Woodbury of Sandy Creek. So the Cougars have got the ball back in their offensive end. As Sandy Creek plays with some new people into the ball game. Here's a Woodbury at the top of the key. Gets around a defender. Forces up a shot. No good. She's going to be fouled in the play. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Sydney Niemeyer of Adams Central. That's going to be your third. And going to the free throw line down for the Cougars will be Dylan Woodbury. She has a 50% foul shooter in the season. She's got 4 points already in the ball game tonight. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. It's short. So Woodbury will have one more shot here. 3:17 to play in the fourth quarter. 54-27. Cougars have the lead. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So Woodbury hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 55-27 now in favor of the Cougars. Anna Queen back for Adams Central. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe here. Comes over to a Bernacek away from a screen. Now they move it back to the left wing to a Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman two-handed pass back out on top to Georgie Johnson. Sends it back left side to Queen. She drives, shoots, and scores. Anna Queen from the corner drives into the hole and scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 55-29 now with 2:50 to play. Sandy Creek with the ball. Montana Henricks to the left side to a Morgan Dixon. Bounce pass goes inside to Amanda Skalka. She loses control of the ball and is brought down there by Adams Central. That's the 14th turnover on Sandy Creek here in the contest. AC has got it back the other way. Brittany Wiseman has got it. on the dribble. Lobs it now to Niedmeyer. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Morgan Dixon of Sandy Creek. Gets it now to a Montana Hendricks. Now ahead to Ashley Harm. She drives. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound to a Brittany Wiseman for Adams Central. She brings it back on the dribble down the far sideline to a Sydney Niedmeyer. Pulls up on the baseline. Her pass is deflected, but is picked up by Georgie Johnson. Back outside to Queen. Thought about the three, but the pass comes across the top of the key now. Comes over to a Bernacek here on the right wing. Rainbow pass. Takes it to the far side again. Anna Queen has got the ball. Queen now to a Brittany Wiseman. Back out in three-point territory to Niemeyer. And she rockets a pass into the lane. It goes out of bounds. 30 turnovers on Adams Central here in the ballgame. 30 turnovers and 29 points. A minute and 55 seconds to play. Here in quarter number four, it's 55-29. So the Cougars appear to be heading to their eighth win of the season here tonight. They'll go to 8-1 as they get ready for their next ball game coming up. Adams Central is going to be dropping to 1 win and 8 losses. Here's Lowry with the ball now for Sandy Creek to a Morgan Dixon. Bounce pass out on top. Here's Harms driving the ball into the hole. Her shot is up and in. Ashley Harms grabs that one right at the top of the key. Finds a seam in the defense and takes it right to the hole. 57-29. The Cougars continue to lead here in this ball game. Here's Brittany Wiseman. Lobs it over here to Anna Queen. Down in the baseline now to Bostic. She drives. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands out of bounds. So Adams Central playing things in. Ashley Harms is going to check out of the ball game now, and she is done for the night. Leads with 15 points. Adams Central playing things in with a minute and 24 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter as they dump it left side of the lane. Here's a shot up there by Gilbert, no good. Foul shot is up there by Bostic, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Morgan Dixon grabs the rebound, gets it into the hands now of Lowry as she's being pressured here in backcourt by Anna Queen. And now we've got a timeout called here as Anna Queen was all over Connor Lowry defensively for Adams Central. And Russ Niedmeyer calls a timeout for the Cougars to save the possession. A minute and 10 seconds to play, 1:10 remaining. Here in quarter number four, we'll take a break with the score. Sandy Creek 57, Adams Central 29.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Sandy Creek High School, it's Sandy Creek out on top of Adams Central tonight. The girls' high school play 57-29. We've got the boys' game coming up next. In between games, we'll chat with both head coaches, Zach Foster for Adams Central and also Matt Schwarzendruber of Sandy Creek. That is coming up in between games tonight. Sandy Creek has led this baby from the opening tap. Got out to a 2-1 lead, and it was lights out. Cougars led 11-1 after one quarter, 32-9 at halftime, 45-21 after three, and now it's 57-29 in favor of Sandy Creek. Here's a steal now by Anna Queen for Adams Central. She drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. It goes out of bounds, and they will give the ball to AC. Adams Central gets a steal there at the midcourt stripe. That's 15 turnovers now in Sandy Creek. They have doubled out on the defensive end. Adams Central has got 30 back the other way. Adams Central playing things in, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Riley Morris. A long pass down the floor as they get it to a bull, and she drives for the hole and has it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. 49 seconds to play now here in the fourth. It's 57-29. Cougars leading by a bunch. Sandy Creek looking for more. Here's Lowry from the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Bolin. She dribbles into the lane, and now she's among tall timber, and a jump ball is going to be called. Kelly Bolin moving the ball into the paint there, and she was surrounded by nothing but trees. And a jump ball is going to be called here, and it's going to be a possession arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central. So the Patriots will have another chance here with 39 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Here's Anna Queen with the ball for the Patriots. As she hustles into the offensive zone, there's a pass down the far sideline, deflected out of bounds again. Connor Lowry knocks the ball into the nickel seats over there for Sandy Creek. Anna Queen will play things in for the Patriots. Ball high above her head. Takes it to a Gilbert down here on the baseline and left side. Picked up by Dixon. Gets it back into the hands of Anna Queen out here on the wing on the left side. Anna looking, comes back out to the top of the key. The ball deflected. Picked up by Queen again, trying to penetrate. Sends it across the top over here to Bernacek. She dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Launches up a shot. It goes out of bounds, an air ball. They're going to give the ball here to Sandy Creek. 12 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 57-29. Cougars have got the lead. Here's a counter. Lowry with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Weaves her way up the floor. Stops at the free throw line. The ball tipped away. It's picked up by Adams Central. 2 seconds, 1 second. And a shot thrown up from midcourt. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the ball game. Sandy Creek wins it over Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball. The Patriots never in the contest here tonight as Sandy Creek jumped out to an 11-1 first quarter lead. And the Patriots go on to blast Adams Central in girls high school basketball tonight. Final score, Sandy Creek 57, Adams Central 29. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgro, and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at Sandy Creek High School. The girls game in the books tonight. It was all Sandy Creek as the Cougars use their defense to create some offense here tonight. And Sandy Creek rolls past Adams Central, winning by the score of 57-29. So Sandy Creek improves to 8 wins and 1 loss on the season. Next ball game for the Cougars is going to be coming up 1 week from today, as they will take on Deschler. In fact, they've got three games right in a row next week. Deschler at Superior and then the Blue Hill on the 10th, the 14th, and the 19th. Adams Central going to drop to 1 win and 8 losses on the season. And the Patriots will get ready to play at Loup City on the Friday night. Then they'll play a host to St. Paul coming up on Saturday. But Sandy Creek jumped out to the early lead in this one. It was 2-1 in favor of the Cougars. And then the lights went out as Adams Central trailed 11-1 at the end of the first quarter. The Patriots did not hit their first field goal in the ball game until the six-minute mark of the second quarter. By that time, it was 16-3 in favor of the Cougars. Sandy Creek had a commanding lead at halftime, 32-9, led 45-21 after three quarters, and they go on to beat Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball by the score of 57-29. We'll take another timeout here. We'll come back and check the scoring of the ball game as we continue on the post-game show here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek in between games. The Cougars and the Adams Central Patriots squaring off here tonight in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. The girls' game going in the way of Sandy Creek tonight as they beat Adams Central 57-29. Scoring in the ball game for the Patriots here tonight. Their leading scorer had only 6 points. Emily Boniface had a three-pointer. She had a two-pointer, and she was one out of two from the free throw line. 6 points for Boniface. Sydney Niemeyer had 5 points tonight, all in the first half. She had a couple of field goals, and she was one out of five from the free throw line. The other scores for Adams Central, Kaylee Rader had a couple of field goals and 4 points. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. 3 points tonight for Cheyenne Gonson, a three-pointer. Then he had 2 points, rather 3 points from Brittany Wiseman. She hit a field goal, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Anna Queen had a field goal for 2. Sydney Bernacek had a field goal and 2 points. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Brianna Shook ends up with a field goal and 2 points. She was 0 out of 1 from the line. And Carly Bostic had a field goal and 2 points for Adams Central. I had the Patriots with 31 turnovers in the basketball game, so they're slightly above their average. They've been averaging 28 turnovers per ball game. They had 31 tonight here against Sandy Creek. And Adams Central just 3 out of 11 from the free throw line. Sandy Creek got 20 points tonight from Michaela Shaw. She comes up with 9 field goals, and she was 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. Ashley Harms also in double figures for the Cougars. She had 3 field goals, and she was 9 out of 9 from the free throw line. So Shaw had 20. Ashley Harms had 15. Other scores for Sandy Creek: Montana Hendricks had 4 field goals. She had 8 points in the ball game. Dylan Woodbury had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She had 5. Connor Lowry had 4 points and a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Other scores for Sandy Creek: Tori Wheeler, she had a 3-pointer in the second half. Her only points in the ball game. Taylor Hendricks had a field goal. She had 2 points. So Sandy Creek wins it tonight. The Cougars 14 out of 20 from the free throw line, unofficially 16 turnovers in the basketball game. So Sandy Creek improves to 8 wins and 1 loss on the season. Adams Central drops to 1-8. We've got the boys game coming up next here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll chat with both head coaches, Matt Schwartzendruber, the head man for Sandy Creek, and also Zach Foster, the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots, as we get ready for the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.